Exclusive: Katie Faust discusses threats to the traditional family structure. By Hannah Knudsen on June 13, 2024. There are three main threats to the traditional family structure. Katie Faust, founder and president of the global children's rights nonprofit Them Before Us, told Breitbart News during an exclusive interview at Turning Point USA's Young Women's Leadership Summit, YWLS. Faust, a champion of the traditional family structure and children's rights, spoke to Breitbart News about several family-related issues, from IVF to the troubles of no-fault divorce. But when asked what needs to be done to champion the traditional family structure again, Faust pointed to three main threats against it. Watch, Katie Faust, No-Fault Divorce Awards Most Power to Parent Who Wants Marriage the Least. There's three main threats to the traditional family structure: cultural, legal and technological. Culturally, we need to destroy this myth that love makes a family, or that if the adults are happy, the kids will be happy, or that kids don't need moms and dads, they just need to be safe and loved, she said. We know what it takes for children to thrive, and it is their own mother and father loving them and loving one another in a lifelong marriage. Statistically, that is what kids need, she said, warning against what she described as cultural mantras like love makes a family, which she said intentionally foists that mother or father loss on children and calls it progress. So culturally, we need to fight those changes. Legally, we need to reclaim lost ground on the marriage issue, because marriage is a matter of justice for children. And the government should prioritize, incentivize and promote the one family structure that children need. The one where children don't have to lose their mother or father to be in it. The traditional family, she said, urging Americans to reject no-fault divorce. We need to reclaim traditional marriage. We need to reject efforts to normalize polygamy. So legally, there's a lot of work to be done. And technologically, we are now manufacturing motherless and fatherless children through reproductive technologies. And so we need to fight child commodifying efforts being pushed in the world of fertility, state by state, she added. Faust elaborated on one of the issues she mentioned, no-fault divorce. In her view, no-fault divorce actually awards the most power to the parent that wants the marriage the least. It actually gives the most clout to the parent that is least committed to the marriage. Oftentimes, no-fault divorce is really a unilateral divorce. A divorce against the spouse that is seeking to uphold their marriage vows and maintain the unity of the family or wants to do what's best for the kids, she said, noting that no-fault divorce does not free women from abusive marriages, either. That happens occasionally. The vast majority of no-fault divorces today break up low-conflict marriages. These are marriages that, yeah, they're dealing with some of the regular challenges that marriages go through. And some of those are pretty significant, but it's not the majority of marriages that are abusive, adulterous, filled with addiction, that are being broken up through no fault. She said, noting that the vast majority are irreconcilable differences, which is really just code for the adults are not doing the hard thing needed to maintain the marriage. And the result is they force the kids to do hard things by living in split homes and split lives, she added. Related video, Katie Faust explains why normies get behind Trump while he's under political prosecution.